You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Who dat, and welcome back to the Canal Street Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, as usual, Brennan Ertl. I'm beside my running mate, Nate Williamson. Nate, say what's up.
What's going on?
And today we have a very, very special guest, former New Orleans Saint, current Hamilton Tiger Cat. He was an Ed Block Courage Award winner in 2015. Delvin Bro, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's an absolute, I can't even like fathom how much of a pleasure this is. I remember seeing you when you were with the Saints, and my first reaction when they signed you, I was like, a bro. So I have cousins down in the New Orleans area that are bros too, spelled exactly the same way. And I was like, I just found my new favorite player. We're rolling with this.
Hey, I hope that I get to meet them one day, man. That's pretty cool.
It's a small world, that's for sure. Well, we want to just jump right in. You're a NOLA boy yourself, and you went on to be a Saint, obviously, now a Hamilton Ticat. What was that like, getting to play your city back home? How was that?
Man, you know, it was pretty dope, man. It was a pretty, you know, pretty dope moment for me and my, you know, my ex-wife at the time, man. It was real dope because, you know, how often do, you know, players or guys get an opportunity to come back and play in their hometown? You know what I'm saying? And I got to do it off of my journey and my story, man, led me back to my hometown team, man. So that was very unique. It was awesome to play in front of my family and friends, my classmates and everything, man. And to put the city on my back, man, week in and week out, man, I was looking forward to that challenge.
Yeah, for sure. And you actually just posted today. I just saw on Instagram your little kid, Delvin Bro Jr. Is he have a future in the NFL? Like, what are you looking at with Delvin Joe Brunt Jr.?
Oh man, you know what, man? It's his world, man. You know, I'm gonna do things a little different than the way I was, you know, raised up, man. I'm not gonna force sports on my son, but you know, if it happens, you know, then it happens, man. I'm gonna let him. You know, and you know, obviously his mom, we all make that decision on what we want to do for him, man. But I see the NFL in my near future for my guy, man.
It runs
in
definitely.
He's definitely got some wheels.
Well,
yeah, like, yeah, go ahead, Nate.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. You got this one.
Well, like, we were all just going to say, like, Delvin Bro Jr.'s got some wheels, but like, I'm going to talk about the transition from like the CFL to the NFL, talking about wide receivers running straight at you. And then you have to adjust to, like, playing man-to-man coverage with just a wide receiver like Michael Thomas that's just going to stand there. Talk about just the adjustment from, like, the CFL to the NFL with, like, the running head start and just, like, the type of competition.
Yeah, you know, it's very different, man. It's a very different game, but it's awesome. You know, it's very unorthodox because, like you said, you have guys coming at you full speed, whether it's in a normal game of football, you know, all our life, we're so used to guys just standing stationary. So, it's a very unique game, man. I actually love it, man. I hope they can bring, you know, some of those unique skills and unique rules to the NFL game, man, to make the game way funner, man, exciting week in and week out, you know. But like I said, man, it was awesome. The transition was easier for me because I was so used to guys coming at me full speed. You know, when I got down south, man, I'm like, this guy says he doesn't move. You telling me this guy cannot move? They're like, this guy can't move. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, you know, it was so easy, bro. Like, man, oh my, man, it was so easy, man. Just because of my mindset and my focus, I wanted to become, you know, the best corner. So I had to go watch a lot of tape, man. Darrell Revis, you know, I love Brandon Brown, and man, you know, big corners, man. You have to go watch big corners just so I can, you know, be able to adjust to the game, you know. So it was good, man. It was a cool transition. I love it.
That's pretty – I just – it's hard for me to fathom what that would be like to try and switch. It's just, it's almost like when you get down south, you're like, this is too easy. What's going on here? Like,
hey, look, the first week, I kid you not, bro, the first week I was in practice, it was Josh Hill going in motion. You know, it was just practice night. Josh Hill got up tight and motioned over. I said, Cole, that's the fastest he going to motion? That's the he said, that's it. I said, man, this is easy. I'm like, man, it's so smooth. Like, I would recommend people go, I mean, if you're top-notch elite level, you know, you have that opportunity to go straight to the league. Man, I applaud you. But I'd rather guys go take this route, you know, through the CFL or through the Arena League, because it'll open a lot of guys' minds of like, man, okay, so if I can do this, if I can cover a guy, him coming at me 10 yards, I can cover this guy. Imagine what I can do, you know, if this guy's just stationary, he's not moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be so dope, man. Like, I think guys need to take, you know, the CFL route, man, before they go into the NFL, man, you know, just so it can prepare them more.
Yeah, and you definitely took the harder route to the NFL, going through the neck injuries you had, just following God's plan, going to LSU, unable to play football, and then ending up in the CFL. But, like, how's life living in Canada? Like, it's such a – I can't even imagine. My family's a big hockey family, so we've been to Canada. And the food difference from New Orleans and then Canada, like, is it easier to diet in Canada? Or, like, what? Just talk about life in Canada.
Man, I'm not going to talk too much shit about Canada, man, because look, Canada is giving me a home, man. Canada is giving me a place to lay my head, man. Canada is giving me, you know, some peace, man. You know what I'm saying, man? You know, mm-hmm. I had to adjust, you know, with the weather, you know, a guy, you know, like me coming from New Orleans, man, we don't get snow, man. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? We don't get snow, man. So to be out there and make a snow angel and I can't wait for my son to come up there and visit me more, man, just so he can experience that, man. And man, it's dope, man. I love it, man. I love Canada, man. It's awesome, man. The food, you know, I'm not going to talk too much shit about it. Like I said, with the food, it's okay. But I have my mom and them, they send me care packages. So mm-hmm. so if listen to me now, if I find me a good girlfriend, now, if I can find me a good girl that can, you know, make me a care package and send me, you know, send to Canada, man, you know, ever so often, man, that'd be dope.
I bet, dude. Did you ever have Ted Drews? Have you had Ted Drews while you're up there?
Say that again.
Ted Drews. I feel like I hear about Ted Drews all the time. Have you ever, it's like a donut shop, I guess.
Nah.
I've heard about it. I know Tim Hortons.
The only big donut place is Tim Hortons. Coffee.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
Yeah, Tim Hortons.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, does that live up to the hype?
Yeah, you know what, man? It's actually good. Like I said, I'm not going to talk too much shit about Canada, man. But it's okay, man. It's okay. It's okay.
Have you been to any hockey games while you're there? Toronto's pretty close to Hamilton. So have you been to any Maple Leafs games?
No, but I've actually been to a Hamilton Bulldogs game. Okay. It's the hockey team for Hamilton, Hamilton, Ontario. So, you know, it's pretty dope, man. I still haven't caught up with the rules yet, but once I get into it, man, I can see me really, you know, supporting the jersey, man, rocking it, man, going to more games and actually supporting those guys, man, because hockey seems pretty awesome, man. Mm-hmm.
Football to hockey is a pretty lateral thing. You've got the physicality, but you also need that finesse in there. And both athletes, it's crazy how they prepare and how it goes. It's nuts for both.
Oh, yeah. It's dope, man.
Yeah, and you just signed a 3-year extension with Hamilton, so you'll be there for quite a while. And Maple Leafs, they're on the come up, so it might be a good time to get on that wagon.
Man, you know what, man? Now that you brought it up, I didn't have a team, you know. You know, there you go. But I'm not a Toronto Argonauts fan, so let's clear this up. My Canadian, you know, family out there, man, they're gonna think I didn't, you know, turn the other cheek. No, I did not. Hey, I'm a Hamiltonian for life, but I love the Toronto Maple Leafs, so I hope you guys can you know, forgive me.
This here strictly NHL.
That's
we'll
it. Sure That's
we
it.
Keep them separate.
That's it. Yeah.
So you got any thoughts, Delvin, on the Saints this year, this coming season? Any guys that you love to watch or that you think are really important to that team specifically?
You know what? I'm excited to see Ruiz. I'm actually excited to see the center, man. I'm very excited to see him, man. He went, you know, in the first round, man, and I see Caesar, right? I'm excited to see him, man. I just love this energy, man. I love the way he played the game, man. I love his tenacity, man. I just can't wait to see him get dirty up in there, man. Man, look, just watching his tape, man, and I really like this kid, man. I really do.
He's got a lot of good tape, and he fits that kind of that attitude. You know, that Saints line is so good, and they're dogs in there. They'll fight for Drew, and they'll fight for Calvin.
Oh, man.
He fits it so well.
Well, he's going to fit well, man.
How do you feel about the Saints secondary coming into this year?
You know what? A couple bumps and bruises, but you know what, man? I think they're going to gel well, man. You know, you got Jack Rabbit, you know, back over there, man. You know, with Lattimore and CGJ,
mm-hmm.
And Marcus Williams, man. Those guys have to gel together, man. Those guys have to get this all season and work together, man. You know, they need to get in more film together. Just so those guys can be dominant, you know. And is P-Rob still over there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, so sir. Those guys need to, you know, gel, man, because I think those guys have what it take, man. That is a solid unit, man. That is a solid unit, man. We don't need to talk about the front seven, man. We already know what those guys bring in, man. But the back end is what gels and what holds, you know, the defensive teams together, man. And like I said, those guys need to watch more film together, man, so they can be dominant.
Yeah, for sure. And they definitely have some, like, lots of talent. You play with Marshawn. You play with Marcus Williams. You played against Malcolm Jenkins. But a dog that we have just seen on the come up, CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
But have you heard his music?
Who?
CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Nah.
He's good. He's good on the football field, but on the bars, you definitely have to go check him out. He is nuts. You have to go check him out.
Yeah, all right, most definitely. So what's his he got what is it, Apple Music?
Yeah, it's on Apple Music. It's CGJX2. So the double
I'm gonna write that down too.
he is good.
That's funny. I didn't know he did anything like that.
Yeah, they better be playing that in the locker room. It's actually solid.
Yeah, I
good to hear yourself playing in the locker room.
Well, another thing I wanted to ask you is Michael Thomas is such a character, and we don't actually get to hear a lot from him just on, like, Twitter and Instagram and stuff. What is it like practicing and just being in the locker room with Michael Thomas? Like, what's he like?
Man, MT a laid back cat, man. You know, he's a very laid back, man. Like I say, very easy going, man. And chill, man. Like I said, the most time I've heard him talk, man, was we was actually doing a event, a scavenger hunt around New Orleans, I think in 16 or 17, and we was actually on teams. You know, it was a scavenger hunt. It was a team of 10. And we had to go around the city of New Orleans and, you know, find certain scavenger hunt. And that was the first time I actually was just interacting with him, you know, on a level besides football. And I like where his mind at. You know what I'm saying? He's mature, man. He's awesome, man. Like I said, he sees the bigger picture than, you know, oh, I'm just a football player. F all that, man. It's bigger than that. And, yeah, I like the cat, man. Like I said, he's posting big numbers, man. You know, and going against him in practice, man, you can ask him, you know, 24/7, you know, how we were in practice. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to say nothing about it. You know, he know every day in practice it was competition. You know, when you bring Delvin Bro and Mike Thomas up in practice, you know it was competition. You was going to get competition, you know. So, you know, and all I did was made him better. You know what I'm saying? As a player, man, I know I got that dog in me. You know what I'm saying? And all I had to do was just bring that dog out of him because I know what type of player he was. And look what he's doing now. Man, you can ask this man 24/7, or you can call him, you know, right now and ask him, who's the best cornerback he ever faced? You can ask him. And I'm humbly saying that because I don't talk a lot. I don't say too much, but we competed every damn day in practice, man. And he told me to my face he's never faced a DB that just put hands on that's so damn strong. He's never faced a physical DB like me. And you and if I kid you not, this is in practice now. So imagine when he go to game time, you don't get physical cornerbacks like me. You don't get no physical, because I am the physical. I was the most physical cornerback in the league in 2015. And he was going to get, 2016. He was going against me every day in practice. So you telling me any of those other DBs out there was going to stop him? Hell no. Look at him. He looked at me, man. He smiled. When I see him, he smiled because he know the grind we put in. All in training camp, all in practice. He know we worked, we competed. It was never no downtime, and you can see he's paying off right now. That's why I say I love the way he. I love where he's at, man. Salute to him. He continued to keep grinding, and like I said, he's on an All-Pro level. I'm on an All-Pro level, so you know, and I'm on an All-Pro level in the CFL, and he's on an All-Pro level in the NFL. So you already know what type of competition means, you know. It was, so man, it was awesome to compete against him, man. Like I said, I got his jersey. He gave me his jersey, man. We swapped jerseys, so it was pretty dope, man. And I'm a frame that, you know. I got a long message he wrote on the back of his jersey for me, man. And that's something that's gonna ever stick with me, man. And like I said, you just ask him, like, you know, people ask Mike T. Mike T. We, you know, we competed. Shit, yeah, we competed our ass off. That's why he a dog, and that's why I'm a dog.
Yeah, Mike Thomas and Drew Brees are just especially like two people in the league that are just known for bringing it like every single practice. And I don't know if you've heard this story, but Sean Payton always says like sometimes they'll go press up Michael Thomas and he gets like bruises from him. Like he never takes a playoff. Like there's some players in the league, I bet, who don't take practice as serious as Michael Thomas. Like he brings it every single practice, man.
You know, you know what, man, and that's a credit to him, man. That's a credit to his dedication and his motivation to his craft, man, because you could never get comfortable in this league. You should never get comfortable. You should never want to ever get comfortable in this league because they're going to ship your ass right on out, bro. And that's a credit to him, man, and his discipline and his craft. Again, like I said, it's second to none, man. And like I said, man, he brought it every day in practice, and that's just who he is. That's Mike T, and it shows up on game day. So what he's doing on game day, man, listen to me, man. He's doing that 2-3 times that worse in practice, man. So it's awesome. It's awesome to see, man.
That's kind of one of those things, like you keep saying, or you said, they'll spit you right back out. One of the times, I was down in Mobile, Alabama at the end of the college football season for the Senior Bowl down there with a bunch of college seniors. And one of the scouts we were talking to in the bleachers, he said, every draft year that goes up into the NFL is another year of guys at the top or even in the middle that are going out. So you always got to defend that spot with your life.
Yeah, they're absolutely right, man. Absolutely right, man. You can never take it for granted. You know, you could never take it for granted, man, because you always have that new wave of guys coming in. You know, you always have that new group of guys coming in, man, with fresher legs, you know, maturity, and they're young, they can pay them cheaper, and man, so you always have to stay on the grind, and that's what I want. That's my message. I want to, you know, tell people who are out there on the grind now, never get complacent, never get comfortable. You know, always, you know, continue to exceed, you know, past your limits. You know, don't ever, you know, settle for, you know, that moment. You know, always be prepared to succeed for more, man. You know, because it's really a business.
For sure. And like switching gears a little bit. Switching to like your career in Hamilton, what are your goals for next year? Is it a Grey Cup? What are you thinking?
Man, listen to me, man. I'm so deep in juice out, man. We need to get the thing started, man. I'm ready, bro. Man, listen to me. My goal for this year, bro, is just to help my team win. Listen to me. I'll do whatever I have to do to, you know, to help my team win, man. You hear me, man? Like, I done been to the Grey Cup 3 times, bro. three times and I lost all three times. That sucks, man. They always say third time is the charm. Well, where the hell is the charm? Where is the luck? Shit, that's bullshit. So, you know what, bro? I'm going to do whatever I have to do, you know, to help my team win, man. You know, I'm going to lay it all on the line, man, because, you know, like I signed a three-year deal, man. I'm looking to play for five more years. You know what I'm saying? So I'm never going to get complacent. I'm going to keep balling. I'm going to keep holding my spot down. And like I said, I'm going to keep competing, man. And I'm going to do whatever I got to do that, you know, so my team to win, bro. I want to ring so bad, man. So bad.
Yeah, well, y'all got a new fan in me. I'm going to be watching. I've been watching a couple CFL games. It's been growing on me. But now I got a team. So we're going to roll with that. We're going to roll with you guys.
Yes, sir.
We got a few just kind of random questions we definitely want to ask you before we talk a little bit about the bro show. I'm super geeked to hear about that. We're going to talk about that. But what is the craziest fan base to play against that you experienced in your time in the NFL? Or the CFL, for that matter.
To play against?
Yeah.
You know what, man? I never really paid attention to away stadiums, man, because in my mind, I always treated it as a home game.
Right.
If I was to say, I can't say because I never played the Saints, man. The damn Superdome is so freaking loud, bro. I don't know. I've never been a part of nothing else. So I can't play against the Saints. So I don't know, man. Like I said, I've never paid attention to other stadiums because in my mind, mentally, it's a home game for me. Mm-hmm. It's never a away game, never. So it's my home. I'm dominating wherever I'm at. So I don't know.
That's a really good place.
Still talking about the Superdome. Born, raised in New Orleans. Was it like just a dream come true to just walk out the tunnels and just kind of look at the Superdome and like just knowing that you're a Saint?
Yeah, man. Listen to it, man. Look, when I first got in that thing. So when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I played for the Goretti Saints. That was my little peewee team down in New Orleans East. I scored an 8 or 9 yard touchdown in the Superdome. We was playing in the Superdome. Back then they let us play in the Superdome. So. You know, it was pretty awesome that I was getting an opportunity to play for my hometown team again. You know, I was hoping to score, you know, be a running back again and score 8 or 9 yard touchdown, but that wasn't going to happen. But, you know, seeing my jersey in that locker room when I first walked in with my last name, you know, paved across the back of that jersey, man, I cried, bro. I went down, I got on my knees and I cried, man, because, you know, it was just tears of joy, excitement. You know, I finally, you know, made it to my destination. How the hell I got to this point, man, you know, from almost committing suicide twice, bro. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And to see my name on the back of that damn jersey, bro, I couldn't do nothing but just get on my knees and cry, man. Just thank God that, you know, I'm here to, you know, to go out here and fulfill a dream of mine that I always wanted since I was a kid. You know, and running out that tunnel against the Houston Texans was my first preseason game in a Superdome, man. And they saved my name, you know, from McDonald 35 from New Orleans, Louisiana. Man, I cried coming out the tunnel, man. In my helmet, I was crying running through that, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, having the smoke and hearing the crowd go, bro. Man, it was just a surreal moment for me, man. And that's something I will forever be grateful for.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know if you saw Joe Burrow, like, on senior night, he changed his name on the back of his jersey to have EAUX at the end. So it was like Burr-O. And just the fact that your name already has that, like you're already set. And so when the Saints signed you coming out of the CFL, I can say personally with like all my other Saints fans, we were so hyped because you were a New Orleans boy. You're from the city. We were all so excited just to have you there. And I know it's more than life and it would have been a blessing regardless if it was the Saints, Eagles, Texans, wherever. But the fact that it was in New Orleans where you grew up, yeah.
Appreciate it, man. That's dope. I wouldn't want to go nowhere else.
Well, we do want to kind of talk a little bit about the bro show and what you got going on right now outside of football. It's more than football. We said it earlier. What do you got going on outside of it? Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, man. This has been a vision of mine since I was a kid, man. You know, I always wanted to be an actor. You know, I always wanted to be a kid actor and just grow up into the acting business. You know, because I always thought I had a little, a little talent. And I was a big Nickelodeon guy, kid growing up, Disney Channel guy, and I liked the Looney Tunes, and I always started this vision of having, the bro show with the TV and stuff like that. So as my years went on, during college, I'm playing flag football, and I have people out there like, oh man, bro, like, man, we coming out there to watch the bro show, huh? And I'm like, I'm like, I guess so, whatever, but it stuck with me. And ever since then, I've just been calling myself Bro Show. I always be like, nah, it's the Bro Show. You come and watch the Bro Show, bloom, bloom, bloom. And, it's finally put to paper, man. And what I want this to symbolize, what this symbolized for me and for what I want people to see when they put this shirt on and when they wear this shirt is, it symbolizes, hope. It symbolizes, somebody who beat the odds. It symbolizes someone who can beat adversity, who can overcome anything, any obstacle. Somebody who has a purpose to fulfill in life and that's gonna, accomplish that dream no matter what. Inspiration, motivation, dedication. Whenever you put this shirt on, if you buy this shirt or when you buy this shirt, that's what I wanted to represent. That's what this shirt, Bro Show, represents, man. And I think it's dope, man. I've been through so damn much, bro. And I just want people to understand, my pain through my shirt and my merchandise. And like I say, clothing ain't just going to be it, man. I want to do it big. So, hats and all that, man. So, it's going to be pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. And with this quarantine going on, it's kind of been like a blessing in disguise that you can just kind of focus on just your merch and like working on like getting it out. And like, has the quarantine been like a time for you to work on this?
Yes, man. Yes. You know what, man? In January, I'm a big believer in God, man. I was never into the entrepreneurs, business side, entrepreneur field yet, because I'm still playing football. I'm not worried about no damn entrepreneurship because I'm getting paid, making money, doing what I love. I'm not worried about that. But this humbled me in January. I'm praying to God and I'm just praying and the next day something just pushed me. Something was just like, we need to start this business. You need to do something, to where it can further enhance your future. You can't just sit up here thinking football, because football may be out of the question. What are you going to do now? What's next for Delvin Bro? I didn't have anything. So I was like, you know what? I pulled out my old notebook. I said, man, look, I got my clothing. I forgot I had my clothing stuff. Boom. So I went and bought everything, bro. Look, you hear me, man? I brought everything, man. I do my own manufacturing. I do my own shirts. Wow. I bought my own T-shirts. I do my own business, man. Right out here, bro. So, I have all my shirts and stuff lined up, man. So I do my own work, man, and I take pride in what I do, man, because it's a blessing for me to be able to start this, and it's something for my son, and I don't want nobody else to take the credit for something that I started and I built. Mm-hmm. I went, took care of everything legally with the lawyer and everything, man, and I'm able to, put this on my merchandise and clothing and stuff, man. I think it's awesome, man. It gave me plenty of enough time to, like you say, to post and to promote and to, before the world opens up fully, it gives people an idea as to, okay, we see the Bro Show. Okay, we see it. So whenever the world opens up and we, Bro Show be around, man, we know where to go get it. What's cool is I have a couple places where I can go put my shirts in stores. Man, bro, man, the coronavirus, I thank you. I really do thank you, because, it gave other people opportunities to open their eyes and be like, let's help Delvin Bro. I don't know. So, man, it's been dope, man. It's been dope, man.
That's so cool. I'm going to cop one for sure. They're dope. I love the logo you're working with there. It's even better you're doing it yourself. Get it done.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, listen to, I got every book sacks. I have a suitcase. I have hoodies. Of course y'all ain't gonna get all that yet because it's exclusive, but I have everything, man. And then I also have a new logo coming up with the drip. I have some drip coming from my bro show, man. I have something gangster, you know, that's coming up for my supporters, man. And man, it's gonna be sick, man. I can't wait.
You're definitely gonna have to start getting some shirts and sweatshirts out ready for me and Nate, because you got new buyers for sure.
You got some new customers. Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Let me drop that pre-order link real quick.
Oh yeah, hey man, look, I'm actually taking pre-orders on my summer apparel, man. I have V-necks out right now, V-necks for men's and women's. I also have tank tops for men's and women's. So if y'all, you know, yeah, we taking pre-orders now. It's gonna drop sometime in June. Hopefully early June. We haven't put a time limit on it yet, but. Yeah, man, we're pretty excited about that. I'm actually wearing one of the tank tops now. And on the back of it, it has my quote on the back of it, man. You know, I'm a fearless believer and never giving up, man. So I think it's going to be pretty dope, and it's a dope message, too.
That's dope, man. Yeah, that's I really dope. Appreciate that you're staying true to yourself with this, too. And all of it is – it's all in the heart, and it means something to you, and that's – all you can really ask for. That's all you can ask for.
You just said it, man. It means something to me. It means something to me, man. And this is, I'm going to put my foot forward until, you know, the CFL say, hey, it's time to start focusing on football. Then, you know, now my focus is going to shift to football now. You know, when I'm driving 24 hours up there to Canada, man, my mind has to shift from, you know, this entrepreneur side to, hey, let me focus on football. Then, you know, after practice, let me focus on business. So now it's giving me an opportunity to multitask. Is giving me, you know, an opportunity to make money outside of playing football. So it's also helping me set up something for my son's future, man. So I think that is so dope, man. And, you know, I didn't have that growing up for my family, man. So to do this for my son, man, I think it's dope. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about him. So I'm just thinking about him, man.
Yeah, for sure. And like, just your brand, like, I know there's other athletes, other football players out there who are going through a struggle, going through hard times, and just following your brand. And I mean, it shows. I mean, it's like, it's just straight love.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, and before we send you off, I got a super cool story for you. This is about 4 or 5 years ago, but I want to know if you remember this, because you've always been a man of the people of New Orleans. You've made your rounds around the Saints podcast. But it was, I want to say 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, you're with the Saints, and you tweeted out, whoever invites me on Madden first, I'll play him. I was like, oh, sweet. And I was already on Madden, so I sent you the invite, and I was just like, okay, whatever. If he adds me, sick. If not, whatever. You actually got into my game, and I was like, oh, gosh. Like, I was so nervous, and I was like, oh, I'll send him a party invite. Why not? So I sent you a party invite, and then you joined, and I, like, muted my mic, and I was like, Mom, Dad, come here. Called my buddy over. I was like, come here. I'm playing Delvin Bro. And you were the Cardinals. I was the Saints, of course. And I don't know if you remember this, but we played. We talked for a while. I was asking you who's the hardest to guard and da-da-da. But I ended up beating you in overtime. And it was a pick six with yourself.
That's
so I don't know if you remember that. It was with you. So that's something that's always stuck with me. So you've always been one of my favorite players. I have a poster of you hanging up in my room. So just
– appreciate it, man. That's dope, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, man.
Where can people find you at on Twitter?
You know what, man? I'm actually trying to get rid of all these social media sites because, bro, it's a hassle trying to damn post from here to here.
True.
So I'm going to just go straight Instagram, man. That's where I really be at, Delvin Bro. Obviously, you can find me on Facebook at Delvin Bro. On Instagram, you can find me at BroShow40. If you want to follow my merchandise site, you can find me at BroShow_apparel_ on Instagram.
For sure. And we'll drop a link with that too.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you. Who dat?
Who dat?